No, this isn't a butt dial. Or booty call, I swear. Then what is it? Let's see. I'm drunk. And I hate everything. Everything except you. No, I said this isn't a booty call. Promise. Pinky swear, cross my heart, hope, needles, however it goes. The time? It's 2 in the morning. Yeah, I know. I just wanted to hear your voice. Then I can listen to your voicemail. Honest answer. I was planning to. That's why I called you. But you picked up. That was your day. No, I guess you wouldn't really want to talk to me about that right now. I meant it just now, what I said. I hate everything. And not just because I'm 4 shots in and you know I'll feel it in the morning. Sometimes I just hate all of it. It's so much. It's almost too much, I guess. Work, studying, family, socializing, finances, all of it. I hate it. I can't stand it. It's just so hard, and I get so frustrated. And when I find something good, something great, something incredible to have in my life, even if for just the shortest moment, when I have that, I don't know what to do with it. I'm talking about you. It's not the whiskey. Okay, maybe it's the whiskey that's helping me say it. But I'm only saying it because I mean it. You're one of the best things in my life right now. I always enjoy spending time with you, hanging out with you, and yes, hooking up with you. And I care about you. I do care, and I'm so fucking sorry I haven't called you all week. It was a good night. It was a great fucking night. It was perfect. And maybe this is a stupid fucking cliche, but that scared me. It scared me because I hate everything. I don't go out on a date without worrying over every tiny thing. I don't hang out with someone without feeling overwhelmed by their company. I don't have a friend like you without getting anxious about nothing and ruining it. That's just what I'm used to. That's fucking me. I hate everything. But I love you. I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because you're you, and you deserve to be told those three words with, like, I don't know, a fancy dinner, or a massive bouquet of flowers, or a midnight serenade, or something else like that. I don't know, something romantic. But I don't know romance. I don't do romance. I don't know how. You've known me long enough to know that I never really had that. I love you. I love you. And I'm sorry I'm telling you this for the first time when I'm drunk at 2 in the fucking morning and I haven't spoken to you in a week after bailing out of bed. And I didn't know what to do. I should have done something. I should have said something or figured something out or even just fucking texted you instead of leaving at the ass crack of dawn like it was my walk of fucking shame. I should have done anything but that because the last thing in my life I'd ever be ashamed of is you. But that's what I did. And that's all I did until now when I called because I just really wanted to hear your voice. Just be reminded that you exist. No, I didn't say it so you'd have to respond to it. I don't even know if I could bear to hear whatever your answer is. I just... What? Have I... Right now? That's what you want to say to me. Yes, okay, I will remember to drink some water in between my shots. Jesus fuck. It's not fair. It's not fair that I can call you at 2 a.m. a drunk, rambling mess talking about being an asshole when you go and remind me to take care of myself. How are you real? And why do you keep me around? it's a lot of work. I know, I would know, trying to keep me in one piece. God knows I've had to do it long enough. It's been a lot easier though, with you. It just, sometimes when I feel like I might fall apart, you hold me so tightly that I physically can't, and it's so much more than I deserve. You don't owe me anything, you know? You don't owe me a thing. You never did, and you never will. So sometimes I find it so hard to understand why you haven't left. All this time, and you haven't left. And then, of course, like an idiot, I did. Before you woke up. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. And I miss you. And I love you. And I'm just on repeat now, so maybe I should just breathe. That does sound like a good idea. You always have such good ideas. Breathing is definitely up there. Okay. Okay, okay. Step one. Stop rambling. Step two. Make sure respiration is still occurring. Step three, get water. Okay. Step four, how much alcohol have I had? An amount of possible significance. Yeah. You, what? No. No, I always remember my drunken shenanigans perfectly fine. I'm not always proud of them, but I do remember what happens. What's step five? Why can't you tell me step five now? You want to be sure I remember what you have to say? Well, I mean, like I just said, when I'm clear-headed. Yeah, I mean, of course we can have that conversation when I'm sober. I mean, do you still want to see me? Yeah, I want to see you too. Of course I do. Not just hear you, even though I do love hearing your voice. Yes, at 2 in the morning. slipping into caretaker mode again. Okay, I promise to get some sleep. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to see you tomorrow, I've got all the more reason to be well rested. I didn't mean it dirty. Shut up. really don't mind. I mean, coming to see me. We do have a lot to talk about. Yeah, of course we can. Yeah, I promise I'll go to bed soon. I called you so I could hear you talk. But I kind of feel like I've been just going on and on this whole time. Yeah. I haven't gotten enough of your voice. I am greedy. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I did ask you something, you know, before I went into all this. Will you answer it before I fall asleep? Yeah? Yes. Okay. So I'll ask it again then. How was your day?